Little charity from high-paid care bosses. A care worker. 5 million workers in Britain are on low pay. I'm one of them. In 2005, I was transferred from the NHS to one of a group of companies owned by a not-for-profit charity. It was also not for union recognition, although those transferred did stay in unison. In 2013, I was on £8.50 an hour for supporting people with learning difficulties and challenging behaviours. If I did overtime, night work, unsocial hours and bank holidays, I got an enhanced rate. I got 6 weeks holiday too. But then a restructure harmonized our contracts with the non-transferred workers. Our hourly rate was to be cut to £7.59 for all shifts with no enhanced rates. Holidays were cut to 4 weeks. Some of us went on strike. The companies made a total surplus of over £2 million in 2012-13, which they gave in gift aid to the parent company with no tax paid. 4 executive directors were on over £100,000 a year. Determined strike. Many people had never been on strike before, but were determined to fight. Some already on £7.59 also struck, but sadly we did not win over enough of them, as management used divide and rule tactics. But I still think that had the strike gone on, more would have come out on strike. However, we lost, not through lack of determination, but the union regional officials let us down and called it off. At one point we had the bosses on the run, they had to bring in management from other areas. A couple of months later the company gave us a pay rise, from £7.59 to £7.66 an hour. It was not much, but better than nothing. The company had said we would not get a rise till 2016. We also won extended pay protection from 12 to 18 months, but that protection comes to an end at the end of November. So I will be taking a lot less home in December. I'm trying to campaign for union recognition as we recruited a lot during the strike, but it is difficult to recruit more now as a result of the union officials' action. There is still a lot of demoralization. Now rumor has it that the company are cutting again. Many of the people we support need 2-to-1 support. However, social services now want 1-to-1 support. This will affect clients' activities and quality of life. But it also puts staff at risk as many clients have very challenging behavior. Staff could also lose their jobs. They also want to change waking nights to sleep-ins, expecting staff to sleep in corridors on a flat bed. Why pay an hourly rate for a waking night, when you can just pay £22 for a sleep-in? Labour have promised an £8 minimum wage, but not until 2020. We need £10 now. The Socialist Party says. Stop the care cuts, take council and NHS care back in-house. £10 minimum wage now, no exemptions, scrap zero-hour contracts,